Luke Wright, first of all, Luke, you get sort of, you know, rain, you get bad light, all sorts of things. Have you ever been involved in a game that's been fogged off before?
We were just talking about that, actually. I think it was 2005 against Loughborough Uni. We got called off on a day. I remember you could see Kirtley running in, and then he'd disappear, and then back in, and we had to go off. So, yeah, it's been a long time since it's happened. But, yeah, frustrating. One thing we didn't need today is, you know, a bit of rain. But I suppose Durham are quite happy. Longer this game goes on, they can have a few more nights out, I would have thought.
But the good news is, from a Sussex perspective, what a fight back. And you led that fight back yesterday, Luke. I mean, you know, Sussex had all sorts of trouble at 90 for 5. You just suddenly seemed as if you were going to go on the attack. Was it an instant decision?
A little bit. I mean, talking to the bat, I think, you know, the new ball was always going to be tough, especially with their bowlers. But, yeah, I just felt like the wicket's got a ball in it where it's got your name on. And I just thought, rather than hang around and wait for it to get me out, I'd rather score as many as I could quickly. And also try and put a bit of pressure back on the bowlers and let them just bowl, you know, the normal length. And luckily it came off. I could have been out, I suppose. You take a risk, and lucky that came off.
Yeah, I mean, you were dropped once, weren't you? But you hit Graham Onions for 6. I bet you enjoyed that.
Oh, it was just nice scoring runs, you know. That's the thing, you've got to take a risk. And luckily I got dropped. I think I was on 50 or something. But, yeah, it was good. And the lads who came in around me were bad brilliant. And obviously it was nice to then go out there today, and we've added to our total.
I know you didn't play in the game at Durham, but in general, the feeling was that the players that played were really hurt by that. And I wonder if there's a little bit of, you know, a bit of revenge in the air for these 4 days.
I think we've been hurt, really, for the last so many games with how we've played the 4 days anyway, regardless of just the Durham one. You know, it's been disappointing, but we also are desperate to get a win here at Hove. You know, it doesn't feel for us, you know, as a team, that it's, you know, it's been a bad ground, but obviously we're going to get rid of that hoodoo and build for next year as well.
But is that a bit of a feeling that it's been disappointing the last few weeks of the season, Luke?
Yeah, definitely. I think we'd picked it up, you know, obviously disappointing in the 2020s, and then we came back really strong in the Pro 40 and played the sort of cricket that we know we can. And after being top, you know, not that long ago in the Championship, you know, there's a feeling that we're desperately not, don't want to come fifth, or, you know, we want that third spot now, and there's definitely a focus upstairs wanting to get as high as possible.
And what about Asha Zaidi coming in? I mean, first ball today, he hits for 6. He's someone who's come out of club cricket. I mean, it's a tremendous achievement to step into the first class game like this.
Yeah, I think any time when anyone comes in, whether they're an academy player or older player, you always look at how they cross the line and sort of their, if they're calm and how they go about it. And he's just fitted in so well, and he just looks such a good player. I mean, I hadn't seen him, it's the first time I've seen him bat today, and he's a proper batter, and it's great to see him. I mean, it's a lovely story. It's always nice, someone, you know, I think he was painting his boots on the outfield yesterday. And you know, credit to him, he's fit in and he's gone out and he's taken his chance, you know, with both hands.
Fair amount of prize money on offer for third place. Is that a motivating force in the dressing room this week?